You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Dr. Ezra Capel. Dr. Capel is the director of the Jewish American Studies program here on campus and a good friend of the station, and we're very glad to have him here because a very special event is coming up on May 1st. Ezra, thank you very much. As always, great to see you.
It's great to see you, Louis. Thank you for having me back.
There's a special event happening on May 1st, and actually, this is something that's been going on for 29 years?
Yes. Predates my UTEP tenure here by quite a ways. I think I've been here going on 13 years, and this is the 29th annual Department of English's literature lecture. And it's had some very excellent writers and critics speaking in the series over almost 30 years now. And we're really excited for this year's event, which is going to be featuring Nathan Englander, who's one of America's great young writers. And he was a finalist last year for the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction for his new collection of stories called What We Talk About When We Talk About Anne Frank.
That's an interesting title.
It is a really interesting title. And it plays off American literary history because there was a famous book written about, I guess, almost 40, maybe 50 years, well, about 40 years ago now, Raymond Carver, called What We Talk About When We Talk About Love. And he's replaced the love with Anne Frank, which tells you a little bit about what he's up to here, dealing with some very lofty and very serious issues. But also, there's a sly sense of humor that we see through each one of these stories.
You know, it's interesting, Ezra, that title also brings across kind of like the elephant in the room and the white elephant in the room. Nobody wants to talk about it. It's there. But people are, especially in this politically correct generation that we live in now, when people talk about Anne Frank, as you mentioned there, the title, whether it be African-Americans, whether it be Hispanics, whether it be Jews, what do you call them? Because to some people, Jew sounds offensive. Mexican sounds offensive. Some people don't like the term Chicano. And that's what that book strikes me as. And of course, I've heard the book, the audiobook, and it's very good. But when I first saw that title, that's what it struck me as.
Well, I think Englander, as all great writers, they are definitely going to be somewhat provocative. And I think you see that from the very first story in the collection throughout all of them. Really, Englander does not shy away from difficult subject matters. And I think that's one of the things that fiction can do for us, right, is it teaches us about the world around us. It teaches us to perhaps rethink some of those ideas that we thought we had figured out already. And reading Nathan Englander, I think he does that in such a remarkable way because he manages to combine what might be thought of as these ultimate questions with an abiding sense of humor. And I think that's great American literary history of that, right, going way back to Mark Twain in the 19th century of getting you nodding and laughing with him to rethink, you know, some really serious issues. And in even that title story, right, both in terms of Raymond Carver's story as well as his own, he's really talking about what it is that we truly cherish in life. What is it that's truly important? What is it that we value so much that we would be willing to give up our very lives for it?
And as you mentioned, yes, he does writes about some very serious things, but also adds humor to it because we take life too seriously.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, the humor comes in such a way that you can't help but laugh, but also so understand the seriousness of that. And of course, you know, that is something that perhaps we think of as humor as being less serious a topic than, let's say, tragedy, right? But if we go way back to Aristotle's Poetics, for example, you know, there is an understanding of the importance of comedy and the seriousness of comedy, which is often, especially with the great writers who are able to do it with a deft touch, people like Nathan Englander, is just as serious and just as important as the tragic works of literature.
And we're going to hear from some of his work in just a little bit, but I want to ask you, every year you all seem to outdo yourselves by bringing in a great person. And again, this year with Nathan Englander. So my question would be, how difficult is it to find these people and then to bring them to UTEP, because I'm sure they're in high demand.
They are. We are very fortunate here at UTEP, and I think it's a testament to what is happening here on our campus with our centennial celebration. And this is a centennial event that people are hearing and learning about UTEP. I think the Washington Monthly, you know, the ratings that have come out in the past couple of years have really put us on a map, on the map of higher education in a way that we might not have been thought of in the past. And we all know those who are down here, we know about all the great things happening. And having a wonderful event with a great writer like Nathan Englander, and again, an event that's completely free and open to the public, we really hope to pack the Undergraduate Learning Center, room 106, at 7 p.m. on Thursday, May 1st.
We are taping this show, and it's still Passover. And last time we had you, we talked about Passover and Jewish American Studies, but also the Haggadah. And you talked about how Nathan Englander translated one in a new American version.
Yes. Nathan Englander is a short story writer, a novelist, and he's also an excellent translator. He had lived in Israel for a while, and his Hebrew is, of course, phenomenal. And so he translates some of the finest young Israeli writers' fiction into English, people like Edgar Keret. He translates his stories. And he worked with Jonathan Safran Foer, another wonderful young Jewish American novelist, on this new American Haggadah. And it really gives a beautiful translation. It's not filled with a lot of these and thous. It's got an American vernacular to it. It does a really remarkable job of connecting each page of the Haggadah to some important event or personage in Jewish history and connecting all of that to the story of the Exodus. And it really is great. And we used it in my home this year in conjunction with the other Haggadot that we used at our Sedarim. I incorporated Englander's translations into our ceremonies this year, which was really wonderful. It was great to have that.
Well, a great segue for you to read down from his book.
Absolutely. And so Englander is, his first book of short stories was called For the Relief of Unbearable Urges. And Englander was raised in Long Island, New York, and went to yeshiva, into a Jewish day school there, and has a real traditional background in that regard. And he's able to bring all of that learning of Jewish textual history into his stories. And he does it in, like I said, in humorous ways. And his first novel was called The Ministry of Special Cases, which actually looks at the disappeared in Argentina. And it's a remarkable novel. And perhaps he'll be reading a section from that as well at our event on May 1st. But I'd like to read a short section from the title story of his new collection, What We Talk About When We Talk About Anne Frank. And in it, there's two young Jewish characters who have made Aliyah and have been living in Israel for many years, and they're very ultra-Orthodox. And their friends that they're visiting in Florida are secular Jewish people. And so they've all known each other years before, or the wives actually knew each other years before when they were in yeshiva in New York City. And they haven't seen each other for many, many years. And now they're all together and they are telling these stories. And one of the characters is telling a story about what just happened to him with his father, who he's come to visit. And his father is a Holocaust survivor. And one of the things that Nathan Englander talks about throughout this book is the ways in which, let's say, the third generation of Jewish Americans commemorate the Holocaust and think of it in terms of their own identification. And so in this scene, which is actually quite humorous, is about this character who is trying to get two Holocaust survivors to talk to each other, but to no avail. It's actually a very humorous scene. So I'll read it here for you. So he's sitting in the locker room trying to pull a sock on, which is at that age basically the whole workout in itself. It's no quick business. And I see while I'm waiting, and I can't believe it, I nearly pass out. The guy next to him, the number on his arm, it's three before my father's number, you know, in sequence. What do you mean? Deb says. I mean, the number tattooed. It's the same as my father's camp number, digit for digit. But my father's ends in an 8. And this guy's, it ends in a 5. That's the only difference. I mean, they're separated by two people. And I look at this guy. I've never seen him before in my life. So I say, excuse me, sir, to the guy. And he just says, you with the Chabad? I don't want anything but to be left alone. I already got candles at home. I tell him, no, I'm not. I'm here visiting my father. And to my father, I say, do you know this gentleman? Have you two met? I'd really like to introduce you if you haven't. And they look each other over for what I promise you is minutes, actual minutes. It is with kavod, I say this, with respect for my father, but it is like watching a pair of big beige manatees sitting on a bench, each with one sock on. They're just looking each other up and down, everything slow. And then my father says, I seen him around. The other guy, he says, yes, I've seen. You're both survivors, I tell him. Look, look, I say. The numbers. And they look. They're the same, I say. The numbers. And they look. They're the same, I say. And they both hold out their arms to look at the little ashen tattoos. The same, I tell him. And to my father, I say, do you get it? The same, except his, it's right ahead of yours. Look, compare. So they look, they compare. And to us now, Mark's eyes are popping out of his head. I mean, think about it, he says. Around the world, surviving the unsurvivable, these two old guys end up with enough money to retire to Carmel Lake and play golf every day. So I say to my dad, he's right ahead of you. I say, look, a 5, I say, and yours is an 8. And the other guy looks, and my father looks, and my father says, all that means is he cut ahead of me in line. There, same as here. This guy's a cutter. I just didn't want to say. Blow it out your ear, the other guy says, and that's it. Then they get back to putting on socks.
Yeah, it's interesting because that's exactly the scene I was thinking about before you read that, and I had written it here in my notes. But it's interesting, too, that when you read that, the hostess, she's in a bit kind of disappointed because she's expecting more.
Right.
And then the other people think, of course, it's hilarious.
Right. Well, you know, that's part of the joke that Englander's in on, right, which is that Deb, she, the hostess, she wants to get this really big spiritual moment out of this. And, of course, these are just two guys who, you know, really don't like each other. And there's nothing spiritual about it, you know. And that's part of the humor here, right, which is that she wants to make this entire culture out of this idea of somehow gaining some insight from this. And Englander is suggesting in this story, satirizing that idea, that perhaps we need to look to other places for our inspiration. And perhaps that idea is freighted a little bit too much.
As far as Mr. Englander's visit, tell us a little bit more about it. We know it's going to be May 1st, but for the benefit of our audience, as far as where it's going to be, it's exactly, do they need to make reservations? Are there going to be books available? And what exactly is Nathan going to be speaking about?
Well, you know, he's going to have some remarks about literature, about the current state of American letters, and hopefully he'll do some readings from his new collection, but also from his novel, which touches upon us in the borderland here tremendously, given some of the disappeared that happened in Juarez and our sister city and throughout Latin America. I think it's a really important novel. And I hope he'll be reading from that as well and maybe talking about that a little bit as well. And so there's no reservations needed. It's completely free and open to the public. And it's in the Undergraduate Learning Center right here on campus in room 106. It begins on Thursday evening, May 1st at 7 p.m. And there will be a book sign. There'll be books for sale. And Mr. Englander will gladly sign copies of books after the lecture and after the reading. And this is, we're just so proud that this is an event that's been sponsored by so many different departments. It's the Department of English that puts this out every year, this event, but we in the Jewish Studies Program and the Jewish Federation of El Paso and the Creative Writing Department, the African American Studies Department, Religious Studies, the Liberal Arts Honors Program, the Liberal Arts, and the Graduate School Deans. There's just literally dozens of people who have co-sponsored this event and brought this to our community. And we are just really delighted that we have an opportunity to bring a writer of this caliber here for the benefit of the entire El Paso community.
And just in case we missed anybody, Mr. Englander is being brought by the deans of liberal arts and the graduate school, the department and programs, Liberal Arts Honors Program, Literature Program, African American Studies, Religious Studies, Creative Writing, Inter-American Jewish Studies Program, the Jewish Federation of El Paso, the Aaron Wetker Foundation, Memorial Scholarship, the Shiloh Family Foundation, the Kellum Fund, and Stanley and Gerald Rubin. And again, Mr. Englander was the finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction. The name of the recent book is What We Talk About When We Talk About Anne Frank. It's a great book. I encourage you to get it. And again, that is going to be on May 1st at 7 p.m. in the Undergraduate Learning Room 106. And if they need additional information, they can just call 747-5000 and talk to the robot and just say English Department or whatever else department you want to find out. Or go to the UTEP webpage at utep.edu and you can see the calendar events there. Ezra, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Louie.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louie Sines.